Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. 94KX.
59 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. Good morning. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Today is National Gumbo Day.
It makes the most amazing gumbo.
You make gumbo?
Seafood gumbo.
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 Sweet lady gumbo.
Guess what gumbo? Day it is?
I'm pretty sure it's gumbo.
National Gumbo Day.
I love gumbo.
Mmm, gumbo smells good.
Throw a few more peppers into the gumbo.
The show is turning to gumbo.
It's showtime, baby.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
We're going to talk gumbo in Central PA when it's National Farmers Day as well. Come on, guys. We can do better than this. Good morning to our farmers who put in, 10,000 hours a day.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Okay, allow me to just be happy and jump up and down and scream for a while. Last night was the greatest sports night of my life. My baseball team and my football team won, and it was important in baseball.
That's the game of the year. That is absolutely the game of the year.
The Boston Red Sox wrapped up the ALDS, for those of you who don't know what that means, the American League Divisional Series, by beating the best team in the American League, the Tampa Bay Rays, 6-5, and they win this series. Meanwhile, I flipped over to the other channel where my Baltimore Ravens were losing until the last play of the game.
Second and goal, second in the game. There it is, caught, touchdown, Marquise Brown, and this game is over. It belongs to the Baltimore Ravens.
So they were losing the whole game, but I was busy watching the baseball over on FS1. I didn't know what shirt to wear. I'm so traditional. I'm so weird. So I said, okay, baseball means more to me right now because the Red Sox could wrap it up and move on to the American League Championship Series. Mark Lawrence, are you getting all this? He's confused. Anyway, so I wore the Red Sox jersey, the home red jersey, and they won. Now, after they won, did I tear off my jersey and put on my Ravens shirt? No, I went to bed. But anyway, I wasn't going to wait up that long for the football game. But the Ravens win on the last play of the game. Wow. I'm a happy man today. Now, the Ravens go on and play next week. You know, don't get excited about the NFL season yet. It's far from over. It's not even at the halfway point. But in baseball, even if your team's not alive, watch it. It's exciting to watch. Now, who do the Red Sox play next, the Astros or the White Sox? Well, there's talk already about the Astros cheating again.
It's a different game here at our field. You know, you play at Minute Maid, and, you know, they're doing something over there that's a little different. You know, it shows you how many swings and misses they had tonight compared to Minute Maid.
They struck out 16 times in the previous two games, but then 16 times tonight. Do you think something else is going on still, or...
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. They've obviously had a reputation of, you know, doing some sketchy stuff over there. And
what?
We can say that it's a little bit of a difference, you know. I think you saw the swings and misses tonight compared to, you know, the first two games of Minute Maid.
Once a cheater, always a cheater. So say the White Sox. I don't know.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Late night, Jimmy Fallon talks about the whole debacle with Southwest Airlines. We'll talk more sports on a morning radio show. Well, I don't know if you heard the whole John Gruden thing, but Uncle Tommy Tom has a lesson for you kids. So stay here with Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Did you hear about this? Over the weekend, Southwest Airlines canceled more than 2,000 flights. That is rough. The only thing worse than having your Southwest flight canceled is actually having to fly Southwest.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Careful what you say when you talk. Doubly careful what you say when you write it down. Listen to me, children. You're getting ready for school. The written word lasts forever. Today's lesson from Uncle Tommy Tom. John Gruden resigned yesterday as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders in the NFL following reports of things he wrote in emails 10 years ago. 10 years ago. Kids, this is a lesson for you. Watch what you text and tweet and write anywhere. Be careful. This was a huge mistake that is 10 years old and cost this guy his career. Rob Center's got details.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
New sports and weather next. Viral comedy and more. Stay with us. 59 high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Coming up, viral comedy. Why do people in Florida do this? Why do they try to taunt alligators?
I'm just a working class engineer who hasn't been introduced until this scene. Sometimes
and a guy who wants to be the guy who dies in movies.
At the end of a tunnel?
Now, I don't know. It's viral and it's coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX, viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We got some good stuff for you this morning. This guy's an actor and a comedian. I don't know if you know his name or are familiar with it, but he's Alistair Beckett King, and he's doing a spoof that he calls Guy Who Is About to Die in a Movie.
I'm just a working-class engineer who hasn't been introduced until this scene. Sometimes I get a little distracted talking to the new guy on the radio or
noticing a weird shadow at the end of a tunnel.
Now, by this point, your flashlight will probably be flickering. And if you're really unlucky, some kind of goop might get on you. Now, can't stress this enough. Do not look up. Jeez, what is this stuff? Oh, my. Yeah.
Now, that's funny. How many movies did you pick out in that one comedy bit? Viral comedy piece number two. Why do people in Florida think it's funny to taunt alligators?
See you! Surprise! Hungry? I was looking for you all day!
I brought you this chicken.
Listen up, lady. This isn't going to end well, okay?
Now, just, settle.
No, you don't tell an alligator to settle and sit. And then you don't turn your back on the alligator. Just don't do it. Viral comedy, lady with alligator. And finally, someone has come out and done a YouTube video. He's YouTuber Rob Lopez talking about how the iPhone 13 is a waste of time.
The iPhone 13 is by far our worst. It's basically what everyone was expecting to get last year. The new colors are wonderful, but let's be honest here. You're going to need to buy a case that's going to cover it anyways.
Yep.
Now, don't even get me started with the number. 13? I'm a superstitious guy. I take that stuff serious. Haven't you ever heard of hotels not having a 13th floor?
Yep.
There's a reason for that. So, I'm going to stick with my iPhone 12, and you guys have fun with your iPhone 13. I'm not saying not to buy it, because, like, you will anyways, but, like, do it at your own risk. The new iOS 15 update now allows you to FaceTime Android users. We're interacting with Android users now?
What?
When was that a thing?
More power. More intelligence. More money.
I'll wait till the 14. Thank you very much.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94K. 94.1 WQKX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
All right, vegetarians and vegans, the new treat is, listen to it, vrimp. Vrimp. Details coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, Mom, as we plan lunch for the kids or dinner tonight, Nestle has launched a new vegan shrimp option, and they've named it vrimp. I guess that's vegan shrimp, right? Here is the chief technology officer of Nestle. His name is Stefan Palzier, talking about the new meatless product.
Obviously, we spotted the opportunity in the market. You see the consumers are moving there, driven by health concerns, driven by concerns about sustainability, animal welfare, and then, like I said, the social aspect.
The social aspect of eating something that you don't know what you're eating. But it is shrimp. Okay, it just tastes like shrimp, I guess.
Shrimp. It's what's for dinner.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning. There's another keyword coming up to win a trip to Mexico. The keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel and 94KX.
That comes up after news, sports, and AccuWeather. And let me tell you, this morning's keyword is delicious. 59 degrees, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. We got a lot to do this hour. Stay with us. Your key to Cancun is about 10 minutes away. There's your clue, all right? Lynn Hall's in with Birthday Buddies, and I hate to have to bring this up again, but you know I have a fear of clowns, so do we really need Bozo back? I don't know if we need to come back for Bozo.
Introducing Bozo! The world's most famous clown.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
WQKX. WQKX HD1.
No, thank you. Says the morning radio announcer with some weird and wonderful fear of clowns.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
If you're with us earlier this morning, I made fun of the new Nestle product called Vrimp. It's a vegetarian shrimp. Now I've been told by upper management I need to make good and apologize. This is all I could come up with.
Attention, listener. It's important to eat more vegetables. I suggest carrot cake, zucchini bread, and pumpkin pie.
Ah, now that's better. That's better. Thank you.
It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
Oh, and it's a favorite of mine. It is tequila. Tequila.
Text that keyword now to 49330 along with your hometown to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach, all-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX.
Dun, 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 tequila.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Late Night TV is coming up, and we got a double header for you. We've got Seth and Jimmy Fallon. Seth Meyer talking about Airbnbs. Jimmy Fallon talking about Russia stealing vaccines. Birthday Buddies and more. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
In a new interview, the CEO of Airbnb said that the largest risk to big tech is that, quote, the world is rooting against them. Luckily, they can't hear it from space.
A new report claims that Russian spies stole the UK's AstraZeneca vaccine to make its Sputnik shot. Yeah, their spies stole the vaccine, or as Putin calls it, doing our own research.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Yay!
Yay!
Birthday Buddies.
Hoorah. You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Yeah, we got some weird celebrity birthdays. You ready,
oh,
Lynn?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I like coming in here cold because then you just, like, throw it at me and
you
see
know,
what happens.
I shouldn't say weird because she's very talented, but just the word ventriloquist kind of gets me. Like,
okay.
Anyway, little Darcy Lynn, she was, like, America's Got Talent winner when she was, what, 12?
Okay.
She's 17 years old today. I don't know how old the puppet is. So, anyways, it's...
See the girl with the diamonds in her shoes. She walks around like she's got nothing to lose. She's a go-getter. She's everybody's child. She's a queen of the city. But she
what is that puppet? I don't even know what the hell it is. But anyway.
Holy motivation star. Wrote
but
some letters
the puppet's singing Ariana Grande.
Yeah?
Take it, Jess.
Take it, girl.
See the boy with the steel.
Listen to her voice, huh?
Honestly.
Ain't got a clue all the magic.
Well, there you go. That's from an appearance on The Ellen Show singing an Ariana Grande Stevie Wonder song.
Okay, then.
But anyway, she's 17 years old, Darcy Lynn. I could almost see her at the Bloomsburg Fair soon.
Yes.
On the free stage.
Yes. Right. Exactly.
Happy birthday to Tyler Blackburn. You know him as Caleb on Pretty Little Liars.
Okay.
Here's one you might know. Kurt Cameron, 51 years old today. Oh, Mike Seaver on Growing Pains.
Really?
50?
Oh, my goodness. Now I feel really old.
Hugh Jackman is 53 years old today. Do you like him better as Wolverine or all those stupid musicals he's done?
I like him better as Wolverine, thank you.
Oh, do you really? Yes. Okay, I have to say...
you like him in the musicals?
I'm thinking about the musicals. No, Wolverine. Yeah, we'll take him in Wolverine.
No.
And Sam, happy birthday, Sam. He's 86 years old today. His name is Sam Moore. Well, who is he? Sam and Dave! Coming to you on a dust road. Oh, look at her dance! Lynn Hall, ladies and gentlemen.
It's good thing we don't have a camera anymore.
She loves this song at wedding receptions. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Long before the Blues Brothers, there was Sam and Dave.
Sam and Dave.
Oh, I love the song. I wish we could let the whole thing play.
But we can't.
But then we get in trouble, so let's move along,
yeah,
shall we?
All right, thank you very much.
Those are the celebrity birthdays. Now the locals.
It's birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Allison Walter from Sealands Group. She's 40 years old today.
Amber Coleman from Pittman, 32.
Bryce Woolen is 22.
Derek Miller comes from Tower City. He's 40 today.
Happy birthday to Jan Richard Brown. She is 67 years old.
Kate Snyder from Almedia, 50 today. Happy birthday.
Almedia.
Yeah,
that's out there, isn't it?
It is.
Melissa Campbell is 49 years old today.
Nicole Lukens is 45.
Happy birthday to Patricia Nace from Sealands Grove, 74.
Tammy Hoke from Sealands Grove is 43 today.
Rodney McAllister from Sunbury is 79.
Uh-oh, now I got a blue one here. I got to look at it real close. Tiffany Raymer from Shamokin is 38 today. There we go, 38.
There you go. Nobody on Messenger, nobody on the text club, and nobody's ringing the Ford phone line, but those are ways that you can
be
a birthday buddy.
Several ways.
Every single day. I think we have extra time. Should we go back to Soul Man?
Yes.
No, we'll get in trouble.
Sorry.
We'll get in trouble.
Well, you asked.
Oh, wait. Oh, now, dance with me, Lynn. Every day at this time, it's...
Birthday buddies.
Yes.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news. Rob has a great sports night for this guy. AccuWeather on the way and more.
Oh, I take it the Baltimore won last night?
Yes, the Ravens won at the last second with a touchdown. And guess what? The Red Sox won, too.
That's why you're wearing this shirt. I figured that out.
Very much. It's all next.
On Morgan in the Morning. Thank you.
59 degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Remember, your keyword to Cancun with Morgan in the Morning this morning is tequila. You got to get text in there. Next chance to grab a brand new keyword after 10 o'clock with that guy I call Slim. All right, we're going to have to face the music here, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up, the return of Bozo the Clown.
Introducing Bozo, the world's most famous clown.
No, please. Please make it go to him. Help me. Mommy, I'm scared. Stop.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, you know my fear of clowns. We won't go on about it because it just creeps me out. And when I was a kid, there was a show called Bozo the Clown in 1966.
Yeah. Introducing Bozo, the world's most famous clown.
Now, the show just freaked me out. And Bozo the Clown, Willard Scott was a bozo. Frank Ulrich was the original Bozo from 1959 to 1970. He's the one that creeped me out. Bozo never frowned. He always smiled, but still, maybe it's just the clown makeup and all that stuff that creeps me out. Well, the original Bozo passed away in 2018, Willard Scott recently, and I... Well, here it is. David Arquette, one of my favorite comedians, bought the rights to Bozo, and he wants to bring him back.
I fell in love with Bozo when I was a kid, and it really just lit my heart up. And I want to bring that kind of joy to people of the world. There's a lot of rebuilding we have to do for the love of clowns in general. But we're being really sensitive about it. There's going to be a lot of charity involved. That's the whole goal. A lot of charity, a lot of giving back, a lot of laughing and smiling.
Yeah.
At one point, there were 200 Bozos throughout America and Mexico and Brazil.
So 200 too
we
many.
We really want to sort of replicate that. We want to build a Bozo family.
Oh,
you have to kind of think of it as Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some different elements, but it's all to really spread laughter and joy.
Look, I've been called Bozo a lot of times, but not that kind of Bozo.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
You people who complain about pumpkin spice, how come no one complains about Christmas flavors? Coming soon, gingerbread flavored Mountain Dew.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Oh, yeah, we're working our way toward news, sports, and AccuWeather at the top of the hour. Dunkin' Donuts in the house. Jonathan and Melanie. Jonathan just said, oh, so you're a Red Sox fan. I got my shirt on, Jonathan. Come here, break. Big win yesterday. They're moving on to the championship series now. And even my football team, the Baltimore Ravens, won last night with 2 seconds left, scoring a touchdown. Unbelievable. Unbelievable stuff. We'll talk about that when we check news. Try it Tuesday. We're going to try some peanut butter cup, iced or hot macchiatos from Dunkin' Donuts. Yummy. And some yummy donut treats. All on the way. I don't know if this is yummy or not, but it's coming back. Gingerbread flavored Mountain Dew. They brought it out for the holidays last year, and people bold enough to try it actually liked it, but they've made some changes. All right, last year they just called it Mountain Dew Snapped. Now, are you familiar with the name? Right, well, they meant gingerbread, like ginger snaps. People thought that if they drank it, they'd like go ballistic or something. I don't know. So, you know, the sales were down. But Mountain Dew believed in it, and they brought it back. Oh, and by the way, since it's gingerbread flavored, last year it was light brown. I don't know if I would drink a soda pop that was light brown. So they're bringing it back out this year, and it looks more like icing or something. Something like that, I guess. I'm looking at a picture of it. It actually doesn't look that bad. Am I a Mountain Dew guy? Well, I had my days with Diet Mountain Dew. Yes, I did. But and they changed the name. Mountain Dew Gingerbread Snapped. Try it for the holidays. Yeah, you people that are making fun of me and my obsession for pumpkin spice, try it for the holidays.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Try It Tuesday is next. Stay with us. 59 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Try It Tuesday coming up, and there's way too much for me to try. I think I need some help. Sam Tyler's coming in to help. And you know what? If you could just pull around the back of the radio station, we'll let everybody in. What the hell? We'll have a party in here. We got donuts. We got coffee. We got macchiato and a whole lot more. We've got Melissa and Jonathan from Dunkin' Donuts with us. Morning, people.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to do a Try It Tuesday with Morgan in the Morning? Are you?
Oh, we're ready.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, they got food and they got new things going on at Dunkin' Donuts. Stick around, we'll explain it.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Here we go on the way to work. You're jealous, aren't you? Here's what to do. Just find your nearest Dunkin' Donuts and go through the drive-thru. Talk about trick-or-treat. Peanut butter macchiato on the way. It's Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
And in the morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Yeah, weekdays at 8:15. If it's a Tuesday, it's a Try It Tuesday. And we welcome Melanie and Jonathan from Dunkin' Donuts. Everybody's so cheerful this morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got a lot of coffee and sugar in us.
Do you have to be a cheerful person to work at Dunkin' Donuts? Because it's the first, you're the first faces people see in the morning. Give me a coffee. I need a coffee.
Well, you know, we can fake it well. I mean, with all that sugar, not everybody wakes up happy and joyful like you do, Tom.
I was just going to say, if you guys have any time left in your day, we're hiring here at SBC Media. You're cheerful people. That's what we need.
Sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll just be the delivery boy. I'll bring you donuts and then I'll go home.
This is the fun part.
You guys are busy. First of all, let's talk about the fact that Dunkin' Donuts are remodeling. That's exciting, Jonathan.
Yeah, well, we already remodeled the Lewisburg store, which we have the all-new interior and the tap system.
Okay.
And we are in the process of doing our Shamokin store, which will be the same. It'll have two drive-thrus and a new tap system and all-new interior, so... The other stores are on their way. Look out for that.
All right, so we are representing Sealands Grove right now, and we'll be heading to Lewisburg for a Facebook Live coming up. But Melanie, Sealands Grove, man, you know, sometimes you're so crowded, people are like, I don't know, what are they going to park in Shamokin Dam and walk up? I don't know. It's like, but it says that business is good and everything's great with Dunkin' Donuts, right?
Everybody loves their Dunkin'. Mm-hmm. You know, American runs on Dunkin'. Our, you know, Susquehanna Valley runs on Dunkin', so it just shows. And every morning they come through and they're greeted by our great crews there. And they are, you know, they might be a little tired in the morning, but once they hit the drive-thru and they start, you know, it's great. When I'm walking into work, I love hearing, good morning, this is Chime, how can I help you?
Yes.
So I hear through the drive-thru and so pleasant along with many others.
And Dunkin' Donuts is looking for people, too. We could throw that in. So if you're happy and cheery like the three of us,
you can
work for Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, yep.
Like the four of us, right, Sam?
Hi.
Sam Tyler is with us, and she's going to help with the Try It Tuesday. Melanie, well, first of all, Jonathan, are you going to talk about the beverages? And Melanie should talk about the treats.
That works.
What do we got drink-wise?
The beverages here, we got some macchiatos, some peanut butter cup macchiatos, which is a new flavor coming out for the fall and Halloween. If you like espresso and you like peanut butter, this is definitely the way to go. But you can also put that flavor in any of our regular coffees, our iced coffees, anything like that as well. Okay. And then Melanie, you want to talk about the treats there?
So we have what is called the sprinkle takeover. So we're transitioning from the pretty pastels for summer to the orange and brown for fall. So the sprinkle takeover, it all starts tomorrow. So the peanut butter macchiatos are not available until tomorrow. So you guys are actually getting a special treat ahead of time. And we also have our donuts that are spider donuts. So they have the little chocolate munchkin.
Let's take a look at this.
In the center. And then we have the little white glazes to show the legs. So they're super cute.
Mark, you like those? I mean.
Yeah, Mark, what do you think?
Oh, my God, Mark's going to love
Please
those.
Don't tell my lovely bride.
We will not tell April that maybe Mark took a donut.
Meanwhile, Sam Tyler says, who's going to love those?
Rye Dog,
her 7-year-old?
Yep. Yeah,
they look like something kids would love for trick-or-treat, doesn't it?
Yeah, little smiley faces and eyeballs.
Mm. Okay, sprinkle takeover, and of course, macchiatos. And what's the difference between the hot and the cold real quick, Jonathan?
One's hot and one's cold.
Okay, good. There you go. Because, one has ice in it, one doesn't. Right?
There
you go.
That's basically it.
All right. Well, we're going to try these, and you could take a look at it. Facebook Live. And in Lewisburg, real quick, Sam will be on the way there this morning. The new tap system and everything, right?
Yep. We'll show her around. We'll give her a preview of the tap system. You know, show her maybe the Nitro, which comes out like a Guinness. I know, Tom, you've had a Guinness or two in your life.
One or two, yeah.
But yeah, it'll be fun.
All right,
I'm
Sam.
I'm excited.
You ready for this challenge here?
Absolutely. I skipped breakfast for this.
It's like a special tap takeover.
And a sprinkle takeover.
And a sprinkle takeover.
Guys, thanks for coming in. Dunkin' Donuts in the house. Hey, Morgan in the Morning runs on Dunkin'.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, it's coming up. We've got a Facebook Live trying out these Dunkin' treats. And still to come, Tom's top list of the day, the top things your dog shouldn't eat. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's Top List of the Day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the Goody Room.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started. And you know what? The studio actually is a Goody Room. Not because of the good information I bring, but we're covered with Dunkin' Donuts and coffees. Morgan in the Morning runs on Dunkin'. All right, if you're a dog owner, listen up. Tom's top list of things your dog should not eat, but he does anyway. So don't let your dog actually chew and swallow these things, or you may end up at the vet. The number one thing is socks. Dogs love socks, especially dirty socks. Don't do it. They love to get into the garbage. You know that. Don't do it. Children's toys. You think they're harmless because your kids play with them? Yeah, your kids play with them. They don't chew and swallow them. All that plasticky goodness for your dog is actually bad. Simple paper is not good for your dogs. Grass, leaves, rocks, other animals, poop, dirt, all bad. And finally, you might not believe it, but on the list of things your dog shouldn't eat, people food. Whoopsie.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, on the way, we'll talk more about drinks for pink, and we are heading to Whispering Oaks Winery. It's all part of Painting the Valley Pink this month with Evangelical Community Hospital and 94KX.
Hi, this is Bob.
60 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. How'd you like to take a flight to Cancun? The keys to Cancun are here with Liberty Travel and 94KX. Our keyword this morning was tequila. I have no problem remembering that word. Tequila. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Anyway, if you didn't text that word yet to qualify to win that all-inclusive trip to Cancun, your next chance is coming up with Chad Evans after 10. The keys to Cancun with 94KX. We're painting the valley pink with Evangelical Community Hospital all month long. And we have drinks for pink. Details next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The Katmai National Park in Alaska recently concluded online voting in its so-called Fat Bear Week. And a 25-year-old bear named Otis won for the fourth time. Or more accurately, a bear in Alaska is being cyberbullied.
An election in a national park and cyberbullying. Okay. Late night sound bites every morning with Morgan in the Morning, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, and of course on Mondays, SNL. Hey, we're painting the valley pink all month long. And I feel I don't talk about this much, but I'm one of these celebrity chefs in the Cooking Men event that you need your tickets for. It's coming up on October 21st, okay? Now, I'm excited, and we'll talk about this more. Can we bring my chef in later in the month? Maybe? Okay, maybe we will bring Ty in, and we'll talk about the food we'll be serving. But we want you to go to our pink website and donate to Cooking Men under the name Tom Morgan, because all the money I raise goes to the Thyra M. Humphreys Center for Breast Health at Evangelical Community Hospital. You know, and we're also doing other fun things like drinks for pink. We have one coming up this Thursday, 6 o'clock, Whispering Oaks Winery, Route 61, just outside Sunbury. This is going to be great. We got a food truck, we got live music, and we got their Tataba wine, their pink Tataba, Tata, get it? Tataba wine, where every bottle sold, they will donate money to Evan as well. And there'll be drink specials like the Strataba slushy. That's strawberry, pink Tataba, and of course, ice. There you have it, slushy. Seems delicious, doesn't it? By the way, TL and KJ are the music, and from the Heart family, with homemade food in that food truck. See you Thursday night at 6.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, coming up next, we'll wrap up the show and hand it over to Chad Evans and talk more about the keys to Cancun. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Closing thoughts. Ozzy Osbourne. Love the guy. Little kooky. Very kooky. Ozzy credits not getting COVID to devil worshiping. Now calm down. Turns out he did say a couple things he shouldn't have said, but he's not going to get fired like John Gruden, okay? He said he was kidding. Ozzy. A little Black Sabbath for you on 94KX. Is this wild or what? All right. Speaking of Black Sabbath, in a somewhat related note, scientists have named a 469-million-year-old fossil after guitarist Tony Iommi. Feast on that. Have a good day. Chad Evans next with another Key to Cancun.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.